This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. When our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam migrated from Mecca to Medina, he did not carry with him gold or silver. He did not carry furniture. He carried with him principles, aqidah, beliefs that would transform the whole world into what we see today. And the first thing that the Prophet did alayhi salatu wasalam when he reached Medina, the first thing he did was to build a masjid. So he put the founding stone. Allah says, a masjid founded on the righteousness from the first day is more worthy for you to stand in. What was the masjid made of? It was not made of steel. It was not made of concrete. It was made of mud, clay, leaves and trunks of palm trees. But if you compare that masjid with our masajid, you will find a huge difference and big gap. Their masjids graduated heroes. Our masjid is graduating midgets. And why is that? Because of the productivity. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah, even if it is like the nest of a small bird, Allah will build for him a house in paradise. Building masjids in Islam is one of the greatest deeds. Allah says in the Quran that the mosques of Allah are only to be maintained by those who believe in Allah and the last day. So maintaining the masjid, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ. Maintaining the masjid can be physically by building it or by inhabiting it, praying in it, cleaning it, worshipping Allah in it. The default in Islam that we do not spend a lot of money on building masjids because this is extravagance. Al-Bukhari in his Sahih reported that Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, when he ordered his people to rebuild the masjid of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, the most important masjid in Medina. So Umar the Khalifa, when he ordered his people to rebuild it, he said to them, make a structure that would protect people from rain and do not use colorful paint, red or yellow, so that you would not distract the people. Subhanallah. Umar is telling them not to paint using yellow or red. Why? So you would not distract the people. The people come to pray. But when you come to our masjids, and I'm talking about my country in the Middle East. ترجمة ما في ترجمة فورية؟ هذه مشكلة هذه. تفضل. In my country and in the Middle East, when you go to the masjids, you will be shocked. Very huge masjids, very beautiful, air conditioning, chandeliers that are so expensive. And people are distracted. They're praying, Allahu Akbar, ma sami'a Allahu liman hamida. And they are not focusing on the prayer. They're focusing on the material, the beauty of the masjid. And this is not what masjids are made for. At the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the masjid was a place of joining and discussing the affairs of the ummah. The masjid can be a place for taking care of those who were sick, like the Prophet took care of some of the companions, such as Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, may Allah be pleased with him. The masjid was a university where the scholars of the companions used to sit, teaching aqidah, teaching tafsir, teaching hadith, teaching fiqh. So the people benefited from this masjid. Unfortunately, now the masjids have been sidelined, meaning that people try to make the masjids only for salat. And this is not what Allah made the masjids for. Salat, you can pray anywhere. You can pray outside. You can pray in the street. You can pray in the farm. You can pray in the market. The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَجُعِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ لِي مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. And the earth has been made for me by Allah to be a place of worship anywhere in the world, in the mall, in the airport, you pray. And means of purification, I can make tayammum with this earth. These masajids are for Allah. They are not for political gains. They are not for commercial gains, selling and buying. Allah says, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدُعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. And He revealed that the masjids are for Allah, so do not invoke with Allah anyone. These masajids are for dua, are for worshipping Allah alone, for having tawakkul on Allah, for having istighatha, not for a prophet, not for awliya, not for anyone, only for the sake of Allah. Imagine, cleaning the masjid is one of the greatest ibadah. There was a black woman, and the masjid has etiquettes that we have to protect. We have to clean the masjid, perfume the masjid. The companions say to us that there was a black woman in the time of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and her role was to clean and brush the masjid. Nobody knows her. Nobody knows her name. She's just a black woman cleaning the masjid. One day, she died at night. So the companions buried her. In the morning, or before Fajr, they told the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that the woman, the black woman, the woman that we don't know, died. The Prophet was angry alayhi salatu wasalam. Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you wake me up? Who is she? A black woman. Nobody knows. No, the Prophet knows. He said, take me to the graveyard. He went to the graveyard. Where is her grave? This is her grave. He offered Salatul Janaza himself for a woman that nobody knows, because she used to clean the masjid. The Prophet also, alayhi salatu wasalam, prohibited us from raising our voices in the masjid. You must not shout in the masjid. Once a man came and he started to ask the worshippers, did you see my camel? Did you see my camel? Because he lost his camel. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to the companions, say to him, may Allah not return your camel, because you're raising your voice in the masjid. Another one, the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, when you hear someone selling and buying, who's going to buy this from me? I'm going to sell it for this much, in the masjid. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu salam, make dua for him in front of him. May Allah make your trade losing, and may Allah make you lose your money. Why? Because he's disrespecting the masjid. In the masjid, we respect one another to the extent that even when you read the Quran, you don't raise your voice. We come in Jumu'ah and we sit, and the brother next to me, and the brother next to me, what are you doing? He's reciting the Quran. I cannot recite the Quran. I cannot concentrate. You're reciting Al-Kahf. I want to recite Al-Baqarah. You're confusing me. In Islam, this is haram. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, do not raise your voice with the Quran so that you do not annoy and distract the Muslims next to you. This is how important keeping your voice down with the Quran in the masjid. And also, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam prohibited raising your voice with dua. Because if you make dua and you shout, Ya Allah, forgive me, who are you calling? Someone deaf? Allah is not deaf. Someone far? Allah is not far. So you have to be respectful in the masjid. When we go to Mecca in Haram, and we see groups of people making Umrah, and they have a leader, they shout, Allahumma. Everybody says, Allahumma. And they make dua in congregation loudly. This is haram. You are disrespecting the masjid. Few days ago, I was giving a lecture in a masjid in Indonesia. And every time I say, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Muhammad, there was a group of people here. They looked strange. And they started shouting, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Wait, calm down. Maybe he's sick, maybe he has problem. Give him antidepressants, give him some medication. What is happening is not natural. What are they doing? They're raising their voices in the masjid by shouting. And this is not permissible. So now, what should we do in the masjid? We have to maintain the masjid by praying in it, encouraging our children to pray 5 times every single day in the masjid. So many Muslims in Indonesia don't pray in the masjid. They pray home. Some of them pray at the end of the day, the last 5 prayers, they combine it all after Isha. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib. All they pray at 9 o'clock at night. And this is haram. This is not acceptable. We have to revive the masjid by praying in it, by taking care of it, by making classes every day in it, teaching people tafsir, teaching people hadith, teaching people fiqh, so that they would learn their religion properly. And finally, when we want to evaluate a person, how do I know he's a good person or a bad person? By judging him if he comes to the masjid. If I know that this imam doesn't pray Fajr every day, he misses Salat, he doesn't take care of Salat, I know that this man is a bad man. But if I see the person, the individual, praying in the masjid, in the first row, honoring the masjid, loving and caring for the masjid, I know, inshallah, that he is a good person. Wallahu a'lam wa nisbatul ilmi ilayhi aslam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.